Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins. Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including ATL FM Cape Coast, Might FM Tamale, Bewa Radio Yendi, and in Kiligi FM Boli. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, beginning today, access to care at the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital may be challenging as doctors strike due to being forcefully evicted from their accommodations.
So we thought it wise that if you have been evicted, the unanimous decision was to lay down our tools by 6 a.m. and then go and look for accommodation.
But the Ashanti Regional Minister disputes the claims.
So if I hear somebody say that we've given him 1 week to vacate his bungalow or something, they should produce the letter.
Also, Joy News' investigations reveal how first-year students of some senior high schools across the country were forced to eat one specific meal for lunch and supper for an entire term due to acute shortage of food.
It is unfortunate. Our food is not enough. As I have told you earlier, we have no food at the school. And the master is in Accra now, fighting for food.
We'll bring you details of ourselves of our upcoming hotline documentary, Empty Plates, the Free Senior High School Promise We Have Business, and later spectators of Africa Games go to YouTube despite free entry.
It was only four players and one coach. No spectators came with us. They were expecting and they are watching it on YouTube.
Details of these and more with me shortly, please stay. The Konfanochi Teaching Hospital faces a triple threat. With mounting pressure due to inadequate facilities to cater to patients from eight regions, risk power disconnection over unpaid bills, and now a doctor's strike due to perceived forceful eviction from the accommodations within the hospital premises at Danyami. Now access to consultants and specialist doctors will be unavailable as they refuse to work until government intervenes. My colleague Nana Boachi Yadom has the rest of the story.
The doctors on Tuesday concluded on the industrial action to demand their bungalows despite claims that it has been sold out. Dr. Michael Leet is the president of the Cath Doctors Association.
I mean, this has been ongoing for about a year now. Some of our doctors have been given notices to evict their accommodation units within a week. Some have had their water supply cut off. Some have been walled in.
According to him, the doctors at the hospital will lay down their tools to seek access to their accommodation.
We have close to about 20-something doctors plus other staff of the Konfanochi and other doctors from other hospitals. The unanimous decision was to lay down our tools.
Meanwhile, the Ashanti Regional Minister Simon Osei Mensah says the allegation of ejection are untrue.
If I hear somebody say that we've given him 1 week to vacate his bungalow or something, they should produce the letter. so that we know the author of that letter. And also we've had agreement with the contractors that before they move anybody, they have to rent a place for the person for a period of 2 years.
My colleague Nana Boachi Adam with that story. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health is set to engage the Electricity Company of Ghana later today regarding warnings to disconnect power to some 91 health facilities within a 72-hour lifeline over a 261 million cedi debt. The ministry's public relations officer, Jacob Ofe, warns of devastating effects if ECG should carry through their threat.
Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Kofanoji Teaching Hospital, Tamale Teaching Hospital, all of them are their agencies on their own. And so in their own capacity, they have made a lot of move and negotiations. Both parties are supposed to meet, and after the negotiations, we will be able to know how best we can meet the ECG halfway or whichever ways so that we are able to avoid such disconnections that have already been planned.
Meanwhile, Head of Revenue Protection at the ECG, Grace Gachon, maintains that the 72-hour lifeline issued to the health facilities stands.
The issue is that they are owing us, just like you are. They are owing us and we want to collect our money. We've notified them earlier, and so now we have served them with the final demand notice, which expires in 72 hours. After 72 hours, we have the last option of disconnecting them.
You had Head of Revenue Protection at the ECG, Grace Gachon. Now, first-year students of some senior high schools across the country were left with no option than to eat one specific meal for lunch and supper throughout the term due to an acute shortage of food. This is coming up in our latest hotline documentary, Empty Plates, The Free Senior High School Promise, which highlights the grim picture of quantity and quality of food that has served thousands of students on various campuses. Here are excerpts of the documentary.
Here in the central region, the harsh reality comes to life. A dining hall prefect, Sambili, informs first-year students of the insufficient food supply. Their meals are reduced to simple, often nutritionally inadequate options. This situation is not unique to the central region, but is echoed across schools in other regions.
It's unfortunate that our food is not enough. As I have told you earlier, we have no food at the school. And the master is in Accra now, fighting for food for our own benefit. So we are pleading with you to manage the little here. And we promise you very soon there will be enough food for us so that we can all enjoy ourselves. Thank you.
You had excerpts of Empty Plates, The Free Senior High School Promise. It will be airing on Monday, March 18 on Joy FM Super Morning Show at 8:30 a.m. and the Joy News Channel at 8:30 p.m. Now, the Electoral Commission says it has abandoned the decision to make the Ghana card the sole document for voter registration ahead of this year's elections. The EC had drafted fresh legislation for Parliament's consideration. It left the House deeply divided at the pre-laying stage, with the NDC side vowing to resist it. Speaking on PM Express last night, Director of Electoral Services at the EC, Dr. Sribo Kweku, said the Commission will only reintroduce the legislation when there is consensus on the matter.
We, anybody in the commission who appreciate the system, who want us to roll out the control solicitation, and the control solicitation is tangent on the use of the Ghana card. So anytime the Ghanaians are satisfied that a lot of the Ghana card has been produced and almost everybody has gotten it, it will be rolled out, because that is what we will be happy rolling out with the continuous registration. So for 2024, it will not, but it's not dead.
Away from that, patronage for the ongoing Africa Games has remained significantly low in spite of attempts by the local organizing committee to whip up public interest. The local organizing committee yesterday waived fees for tickets except for VIP seats in order to encourage the general public to watch the competitions at the various sporting centers. However, checks by Joy News reveals they are opting for the internet. My colleague Kenneth JC told some of the centers and now reports.
The 13th African Games being hosted in Accra is yet to catch the attention of many Ghanaians. Contrary to estimations that the game would attract about 2.2 billion global viewership, most of the games are usually played with little or no spectators in sight. Further checks also reveal that some of the participating athletes and officials from other African countries say they traveled without spectators, with some traveling to the games almost entirely on their own budgets.
It was only four players and one coach. No spectators came with us. They were expecting, and they are watching it on YouTube.
We got some phones. Someone raised the phone for us in USA and buy for us the ticket and the accommodation because he wanted us to be here. And it was a long journey, like 10 hours from Kinshasa to here.
With a slew of challenges that have confronted the games since it began, the local organizing committee says they are not to blame, as most of the works on the games were outsourced to private companies.
It would be difficult to punish somebody you have outsourced to help you. Okay. If the ambulance services were within the remit of the LOC, like if they were an agency under the LOC, then we can say that you did your job wrongly.
Kelly Juicy's report bringing us to the end of the bulletin. In our top story beginning today, access to care at the Konfanoche Teaching Hospital may be challenging as doctors strike due to being forcefully evicted from their accommodations. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.